Aircheckdownloads.com.
Cuddly Ken is here.
Great, smashing. Huh?
What can I... Listen, you come in here, you bring your own jingles, you bring your own headphones. Such organisation is superb.
Shut up, woman. Hello, audience darlings. Ooh, here I am stuck with this woman with a funny voice. I don't know what to do with her.
Will I go to the loo now and just leave you to it?
You want to go to the loo?
Go to the loo.
Okay, all the buttons are on your side, though. It's going to be a very empty show.
Well, I'll sit here for a little while anyway.
I could tell my life story. That'd do about a minute.
That's very true. Where'd you get this title, The Custard Stops at Hatfield?
Well, it was I was chatting into a tape machine, because actually sitting down at a typewriter to type a whole book is a very daunting prospect. So I thought, to chat into a tape machine is what I'm used to, so I'll do that. So I got a chum with a tape, and we wandered all around the Cotswolds through the leafy lanes, chatting away, just the two of us, into this tape machine as the sun was belting down, and we were rolling round the hills, chatting about life and things, the meaning of God and things. And it all went down on tape, and he transcribed it into the book. Yeah. I do other things
in the night. What's it like having your own little studios? Because you make all these jingles and do commercials and things at home.
Yeah, it's very handy, because you can just go downstairs with a cup of tea and knock off a few jingles, instead of driving all the way to Broadcasting House, fighting your way through 10,000 commissionaires, showing all sorts of passes, pressing buttons on doors. You just pop in with a cup of tea.
Yeah, but you worked from home quite a bit, didn't you, earlier on in your career? Even in the country, you had your own recording studios.
Well, I realised very early on that if I was going to work for the BBC for the rest of my life, I would have to get my own studio because the equipment here, have you noticed, it's all held together with knotted string.
So in your studio? I've got a new one. Mine's actually all right. Is that what it's like
one,
in your
yeah.
place?
No, yeah. This one's quite swish. This is the new block, folks. But over where I do my show and all the rest of us... unfortunate creatures, it's all elastoplast and string. So I thought I'd better get my own studio. So in the very early days, I invested in a bit of decent equipment. And we've carried it with us through my way and day. The houses that we've bought here and there, I just hoik the studio into a van and move it with us. And the most exotic one was on top of a mountain in Wales. We bought this miles away from anywhere farmhouse. And it used to be just cows and bulls and things and chickens. And we converted the top half of the cow shed into the studio, which was okay. I mean, the heat from the cows kept the equipment warm. But the only trouble was, halfway through doing a jingle, there'd be this muffled... So I had to stop and start all over again. And, of course, the pong was pretty bad.
I cannot see you living in the country, milking cows or trying to milk cows.
Cows are a very tough... I would rather live in London and become a hopeless neurotic than live in the country. And your fingers, after you've been milking a cow for an hour, because that's what it takes to fill a bucket, a whole hour, because it comes out in tiny, weeny, thin jets. To do a cow, you need fingers of steel, because you've got to put your finger and thumb in this goo called Udsal, which is sort of antiseptic gunge. You put your fingers in, and then you grab the cow just below the wobbly bit, just before the things dangle.
Mm.
You go, and then you go, and pull down.
And
all the milk
comes
that's
out.
Trapped. A little needle of milk comes out. But, of course, as soon as you've filled the bucket and you're lying on the floor with fingers throbbing, the cow will lift its back leg and fadoing, and the milk's sort of gone this funny brown colour. You have to feed it back in the other end of the cow then.
How long did you attempt to milk cows in the country?
Oh, I did about 2 weeks. And we made our own cream and everything. We bought from this funny Welsh woman next door, we bought this giant pneumatic cream-making machine with a big handle on the side. And you pour milk into it, and you turn this handle, and it goes... And cream comes out one end, tons of it, and all this sort of weak milk comes out the other. So we had cream with everything for days and days.
Not even custard?
No, this was...
You were posh, of course.
We were from the south, yes.
Of course. You were saying that if you were going to work for the Beeb forever, you'd have to have all your own equipment. In fact, you almost ended up not working for the Beeb at all, didn't you?
Well, yes, that was in the stiff days, because, as you know, the BBC started out even stiffer than it is now. We all used to have to wear dicky bows at the microphone in the old days. We had to dress for radio. The newsreaders wore suits and everything. That was in the very stiff days, but the BBC is sort of melting a little. I mean, they allow people like you on the
air now.
That's
very true. I knew I was setting you up for that comment, yes.
So they're sort of loosening up their style, the BBC. And I'm getting older and more conservative, so we're meeting...
Noticed, yeah, we really noticed, yeah.
We're sort of meeting each other halfway now. And eventually the BBC will be too loose and vulgar and dreadful, and I'll have to go elsewhere. AircheckDownloads.com.